listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. One lucky local is over $1 million richer after winning Saturday's Gold Lotto. A Serena woman has banked $1.6 million, holding one of three Division I winning entries. She says she feels truly blessed and can now help her kids buy their first homes and hopefully retire a little earlier than planned. In other news, 15 vehicles are still at large in the Mackay region, according to QPS data. 8 cars, 1 trailer and 2 motorcycles are listed as stolen in Mackay and yet to be found, along with 4 more missing in the coalfields. Premier Stephen Miles announced on Friday that more cops will be coming to the Mackay region. Out of 900 new police personnel for the state, 57 officers will be allocated to Mackay and Capricornia over the next 3 years. And consumers are frustrated by several tricky price tags throughout our grocery stores. That's according to consumer group Choice. Policy advisor Bea Sherwood says the new research surveyed more than 1,000 customers and found 1 in 4 shoppers were confused if certain products were on sale or not.
The countless types of labels used by the major supermarkets are clearly confusing consumers who are struggling to determine what is and is not a genuine discount. This is particularly concerning considering many people are trying to make their grocery shop as affordable as possible in a cost of living crisis. It's frustrating consumers.
In statements, Woolworths, Coles and Aldi admitted to using several different labels to indicate pricing as well as limiting or new additions. However, all insist they are to indicate better value on products for customers. Taking a look at local sport. In the QRL, our Mackay Cutters met their match over the weekend when they took a loss to the South Logan Magpies. Within the first 30 minutes, the Magpies led with a 30-6 lead, but our Cutters fought hard to the end with a final score of 46-32. The Cutters have been knocked out of the ladder top spot, but still sit high in second place.